You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We are back, and let's continue. One more hour to go. And Dale is up next in Colorado. Hello, Dale.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing this afternoon?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, so I just have one observation. Alabama hires DeBoer. Okay, so, but Saban still remains in his office on campus. Now, in my opinion, does that not put more added pressure on the board? Not only are you taking over for, taking over the program at Alabama and the GOAT, but you still have the guy on campus looking over your shoulder, probably critiquing everything you do. You know, I mean, to me, that just puts more added pressure on the man. To me, Saban should have just rolled off into the sunset and let the man coach like he wants to coach. You know what I mean? Do you not think that puts more added pressure on DeBoer?
Well, I think it depends. Now let's look at the facts here. Saban does have an office. He's at the stadium, which is, I don't know, about a mile down the street. Nowhere, the team doesn't practice at the stadium. They practice at the complex. I have no evidence that Nick Saban has been on that campus since the day that it came out that he was leaving, and he was also there for DeBoer's press conference on the following Saturday. He's been in Florida, that is new home in Jupiter, playing golf, doing whatever you do in Florida after you're retired. Most people expect him to go to work for ESPN. In some form or fashion, probably on College Game Day. So I don't really believe that he is going to be a problem. I think he will, as DeBoer told us last Friday, he has called him a number of times. I'm sure there are roster issues that he wants to talk to him about, player issues that he wants to talk about. But I have a hard time believing that Nick Saban will be anything but a benefit to DeBoer as opposed to a problem.
Well, I get that, and I hope so, man. And as a Georgia fan, I hope Alabama does good. But one more thing, Paul, before I let you go. So if Georgia navigates this schedule coming up for this, upcoming year, can we finally quit saying that Georgia hasn't played anybody?
Well, yeah, Georgia has one of the most difficult schedules in the country next year. So I think we can easily say that. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Augie is up next.
Well, I can say it. Georgia hasn't played anybody until they get to the SEC championship and then into the playoffs. So really, in the past couple of years, they've only had to play like three decent teams. So they won't be able to eke it out anymore, Paul. That's great. But, Paul, do you realize that conversation you had with Johnny B, or you allowed Johnny B to go on about his romantic interludes in a single-wide trailer? Sounded like a dominatrix. You've got 12-year-olds listening to your show, Paul. You got to cut this stuff out. You got this poor, impressionable kid, Dominic, and he's listening to this stuff, and he's probably going to his dad asking him questions. That's not a conversation.
So Augie, tell me this, okay? What is worse, letting a guy named Johnny B tell a story that's probably not even true, or allowing a lawyer from New Orleans on every day?
I didn't call in the last couple of days, so there you go. I've been moderating my call so I don't disrupt you. But, Paul, haven't we heard it all now? Now we got a guy from Tennessee complaining that Tennessee isn't getting enough respect. What is he now, the Tennessee John from St. Louis?
Listen, after John quit the show last week, we have had three great calls this week.
He's got to call back. There's no doubt about it. John's got to call back. But, Paul, how long is this going to go on where your show is turned into 4 hours of therapy for distraught Alabama fans who think the world is falling apart? I mean, do you think it's going to be over by...
It has always been that's always been our purpose.
But it's really gone off the chain now. Don't you think? Well, let me ask you
this
question.
Well, it wasn't as noticeable, Augie, 10 years ago when the show was only in Alabama. It seemed normal that Alabama fans were distraught, but now it seems a little more noticeable that we're on a bigger bird.
So they're sharing their pain with the rest of the conference.
But don't you, as an LSU fan, aren't you not enjoying this period of time?
Oh, no, I love it. Oh, God, I love the pain. Anytime Alabama fans have pain, well, this kind of pain, you know, this silly, innate sports-related pain, not real-life pain.
Yeah, right.
But this kind of pain, I love it. I love it. If they don't win a game next year, which, again, I don't think the sky is falling to that degree, and it's to be seen. I mean, the guy's a good coach. He's bringing in the Pac-12 South.
Yeah.
He's bringing all his players down.
Yeah, exactly.
They're good players. So I don't see what the big, you know, controversy is about. But Paul, your buddy Pat Smith, I saw a tweet for his show today where he was talking about who would the next LSU coach be, because Harbaugh is going to San Diego, Michigan's going to hire BK to go to Michigan, and now they apparently had a segment on who's going to be the new LSU coach. Lane Kiffin
I didn't see that. I was tied up all day.
Yeah, so your friend at least is giving us hope, Paul.
So let me make sure I see that. I want to make sure I'm accurate here. So Pat Smith.
Yeah.
I don't see that tweet. It was for his show, right?
For his show. We're going to have a segment. I don't pick up that radio station.
His show is called Three Man Front. It precedes us.
That's right.
So the question was, LSU's Brian Kelly has been mentioned as a possible replacement for Jim Harbaugh. If that happens, who is the top candidate at LSU? You're right. He did say that. And here are his choices. He had Jimbo Fisher, Lane Kiffin, Lincoln Riley, and Saban from retirement.
I saw that.
Right now, according to the three-man front poll, Lane Kiffin is leading with 54%. Jimbo is second, Lincoln Riley third, and Saban fourth.
Well, in that group, the only viable candidate that would even be willing to do it. Well, I don't know. Jimbo might. Would you think if Jimbo was offered the job?
No, I don't think Jimbo. Number one, I don't think he'll be offered.
No.
Right
no.
now, he is living on $75 million.
Would that
be a challenge?
But do you think Lane would take it? If and I know this isn't going to happen. I'm not. I'm just wild speculation since it's the end of January. And
okay,
let's talk about this
for a second, because Lane, according to Lane, turned down Auburn, which we understand, and that was he got a lot of money to stay at Ole Miss, and he's made it worthwhile. Allow me to ask you this: do you think Lane would have taken Alabama?
Yes, and yes, I think that's why he turned down Auburn.
Okay,
I think
you're right.
He thought he was going to get the
Alabama
job.
Lane knows more than we know, so Lane is probably looking around. And if I had to ask you, Augie, because I wouldn't want to go down this road. That's not what I do. I'm a fun-loving talk show host. What would you guess will be the next openings? I think openings is the best way to put it, because what jobs do you think may come open next year in the SEC?
In the SEC. Well, everybody talks about Napier,
right?
So you've got to throw Napier in there.
Okay, so possible.
Beamer is really letting the side down in South Carolina, I think, but I don't know the temperature there.
I don't think he's next.
I don't think so. I don't think Freeze is too new. He just got there.
No, keep thinking.
Good job.
Keep thinking.
I'm trying to think of the East.
There's no
Tennessee safe.
Well, okay, let's get to the West. There's one school in the East that could have an opening.
Who's it? Well, Florida, we talked about.
Yeah, there may be two.
Who's the other one?
Well, there's a school that has not won very often. But let's go to the West.
Vandy.
Let's go to what we used to call the West. There's one
okay.
or two. There's one out there that's lurking, but I don't think that's a Lane Kiffin opportunity because he turned it down a couple of years ago.
No. The Sam Pittman job?
So we would agree that Florida would probably be his best landing spot.
If for some reason,
can you see a guy who is offensive minded and wears a visor ever ending up at Florida?
Hey, Florida would be lucky to have Lane, and I think he would thrive at Florida. But I think he would thrive in Baton Rouge too. I think Lane has matured enough that he's not going to do crazy things.
Let me end the three-man front suspense.
Okay.
If the Chargers hire Harbaugh, which they probably will before the end of the week, Sharona Moore is going to get that job. He's the assistant coach.
Sharona Moore. That's the speculation on the net.
Well, Sharona Moore is the guy who coached six games this year. And
I would be
shocked if Moore does not
get
the job. Why
is the BK rumor out there?
Well, why is any rumor out there? Because some agent probably put it out there to get him a better deal where he is.
Well, anyway, Paul, baseball season's coming.
Scum-sucking agent/attorney, Augie. We're up against the break, and we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We are back here on a Tuesday night. Legend is next.
What's up, my black hat brother? What's
Legend.
Up, baby? Well, the sun just went down. It's time for the Feinbaum vampires to come out. I tell you one thing, Paul. I wouldn't suck none of the blood of this crowd. Could you imagine getting a pot of our man's blood in you? Man. You die of stupidity. You instantly die of stupidity. And I'm sure he'll probably call right after me because he's like my little dog.
Yeah, he's on hold.
Yeah, I figure he was. Anytime I show up, he's like my little dog on a collar, you know. He shows up anytime I do, you know. Paul, you asked your poll question, what would your wrestling name be?
Right.
And I just happen to know the three names of the White Trash Incorporated tag team on your show. I just happen to know their three wrestling names. Our man, ladies and gentlemen, Little Ass Boy from Montgomery, Alabama. And Jim's name is Redneck Roadkill from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And Augie's name is from Louisiana, Mr. Ass. White Trash Incorporated, ladies and gentlemen. That's their wrestling names right there. Hey, Paul, I got a question for you, dude. Seriously. Who is the SEC champ? Who is it?
For next year?
No. Who is the current?
Oh, this year, I'm sorry. The University of Alabama.
Nah, it couldn't be. Ain't it Missouri? Ain't it Missouri, Paul? Come on, Missouri to beat Ohio State?
They won?
That's going to be a playoff contender next year? Nah, it had to be Missouri. No, hold up, Paul. Who was it again? Who won it? Who's the reigning champ right now, Paul?
Let me make sure I get this right. I'm looking it up right now. The
say it with passion.
The University of Alabama.
That's right. Kiss the damn ring. It ain't you, Georgia. 29 in a row. You ain't the SEC champ. Talking about who's the number one team going in the next year. It's the reigning SEC champ. Let me tell y'all, Chump, something. A lot of people's left, but I'll take Jalen Milroe at quarterback. I'll take Jam Miller and Justice Haynes at running back. I'll take Petrus, Jalen Hale, Bernard, Kendrick Hall at wide receiver. I'll take C.J. Drip at tight end. We the cupboard ain't bare. We got plenty of weapons still left down there. So y'all count us out, y'all losers. Who looking up at me? That's right. I'm the champ. I got the belt. I got the ring. That's who's number one. Georgia had their opportunity. It didn't work out. And let me tell you something, Dwayne, D-Wayne, delusional Wayne. You about to lose your coach. Your 9-win coach about to skip town like he does every 3 or 4 years after he gets found out that he can't win no championship. And guess what? Down in Louisiana, it's going to be free agent time, baby. That's right. All y'all did to us, we're coming for you. Michigan, when you lose your coach, we're coming for your players. It's the wild, wild west. But don't you ever forget who the SEC champ is. It's Alabama, baby. You take that little ass boy as you come on, and you choke on that. Because that's what you are, a little ass boy. Time bomb vampire has left the damn building.
JK is next.
Another pathetic, boring, dumb call by legend. He's talking about somebody else losing their coach, and he's been pacing the floor ever since Nick retired when he lost his coach. Paul, why don't you ever put him in his place? Just be honest with me. Why you can't put legend in his place?
What am I supposed to do? I mean, he's a caller who is very funny and entertaining, and I'm – were you entertained, Randy?
Yeah,
I was entertained.
Well, you told me to go enjoy the rest of my life when Alabama got their butt whooped.
Well, I did.
And I called in and I clowned them. But you just let legend go on and on and on being the self-made comedian that he thinks he is.
Well, I think every time he calls, admit this, JK. You find him to be very funny, don't you?
Paul, some of the stuff he says is funny, but most of the time when you hear Legend laughing at himself, he's the only one laughing. I mean, what is he talking about? Almost a third of the Alabama team is in the portal, and here he is talking about somebody else's coach. It's ludicrous. If he thinks Alabama's going to win the SEC this year, national championship contention, he is out of his little mind. It's not going to happen. When Nick left, the dynasty left. When Nick said, I retire, Alabama retired. The run, the legend, all of that stuff,
it's
over.
I know you know this because you live in Alabama, but Alabama has won before. I mean, Nick Saban did not invent the University of Alabama.
Paul, can you say welcome back to the Mike Shula days? Say it for me one time.
I do. I remember them fairly well.
Hey, Paul, you know it's coming. If Nick left, as soon as Nick said, hey, I retire, which he didn't have even had the decency for the fans of Alabama to have a press conference and say, hey, I'm gone.
You're right.
As soon as he said, I'm retiring.
He did not do that. He's the first coach I can ever remember that retired that didn't have a press conference.
Hey, Paul, and they're the Nick Saban Secret Service. They protect him. They take up for him at every hand, and he won't even have a press conference. As soon as he said, I'm gone, his best recruit decommitted. Now he has about a third of the players in the portal. And what makes Alabama fans think all of the top five recruits are coming to T-Town and Saban ain't there? I told you they was going to reopen Bryce Hospital, didn't they? And it's not owned by Bryce Young, so don't think that. They're going to have a grand reopening for all the Alabama fans, Paul, and you know why. You have a good one, my friend.
Thank you, J.K. Always a pleasure. We will take a very short break. We're coming back with the final 30 minutes.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
It's going to be a sellout. They're going to be black shirts and white towels waving. And what we have specifically is the biggest story in college basketball. Zvonimir Ivicic is a cheat code for this Kentucky program. And in terms of his introduction to Big Blue Nation, Dane Rupp was going crazy. I don't know if we've ever seen somebody come in and be that impactful after such a long wait. It was love at first sight for the Kentucky fans, and for good reason.
It was. The anticipation was off the charts, and the performance was off the charts as well. I've never seen anything like it before. You often wondered, how would he fit into this Kentucky offense? Well, guess what? All they did was get another shooter, another passer, and improve their rim protection.
John Calipari told him today, he said, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to try and replicate that, but I want you to play loose, and I want you to have fun. And certainly that was the case this weekend. For more, let's swing it over to Alyssa on what his teammates think of Big Z and his immediate impact.
Antonio Reeves at shoot-around this morning, and I said, okay, we saw it up close and personal on Saturday against Georgia, but when did you guys know that Big Z was going to be such a big part of this team? He said, one of our first practices, when we first saw him on the floor in Lexington, he got the ball wide open at the top of the key, no hesitation, jacked it up and made it three. It looked effortless. We were kind of laughing, looking at Big Z during shoot-around, going, yeah, if you didn't know anything about him, you'd go, that's not supposed to come from you, right? He's a three-point shooter despite being over 7 feet tall. And Tom, like you said, I thought it was so interesting at shoot-around this morning when Calipari was talking about the great players he's coached over the years, right? 40-plus point performances. That doesn't typically come in back-to-back games. Focusing on not only telling Big Z, but this team to settle down and just do what you've been continuing to get better at all season long.
Ellis, it's been quite a journey for Zvonimir, and that includes back-to-back flights back home, including 18 hours in the air. He said once he connected through Chicago, there's some question, was he going to be back? And the family said, no, we want you back, even if you don't get that eligibility. And certainly the fans wanted him. But Dane, this offense, which is already one of the best in the country, the top scoring team in all of college basketball, seemingly and somehow got better.
Yeah, this is why the nation has elevated to Kentucky to be a Final Four national championship type contender, because the ceiling was already high and it just got higher. You look at what they were doing before Big Z came along. First in points per game, the three-point shooting is a modernized offense for this Coach Calipari program, and then how they share the ball has been absolutely terrific. They pass the ball, they take care of the ball. And one thing that I think is really interesting, Big Z is one of the more likable, humble superstars, and this team and roster is full of them, and you see the exuberance and the joy for one another. You can't make that stuff up when you see that sort of reaction for their teammates.
On the other side, South Carolina 15-3 on the season, just outside the rankings and playing in this series where you can kind of expect the unexpected. I mean, shout out Devin Downey right from the jump with Darren Horn, the head coach here, and handed that Kentucky team its first loss of the season. He was a superstar. Usually South Carolina wins this game with number one or number 10. They're going to storm the court. And sometimes John Calipari even sticks around to see the end of it. Doug Sermon said hit the showers early. That was in 16. So what happened? Well, Kenny Payne took over the defense. Tyler Ulis, babyface Tyler Ulis, ran the offense and maybe ran some plays that he wouldn't if Cal was on that sideline that night.
Oh, boy, it was fun catching up with John Calipari and Tyler Ulis on that memory. And then, of course, who can forget last year, Meechie Johnson going off when Kentucky had hit rock bottom, only to bounce back later.
Well, Meechie Johnson had a huge game. He told us he grew up a Kentucky fan at 26 in that one. And Alyssa, he would love to replicate that performance.
He absolutely would. Kentucky players have been talking about it for the last few days, how they don't want Meechie Johnson to replicate that. And Meechie has been going through the film on his own at his apartment late last night, watching that game over and over again, but not for a reason why you guys might think, right? He said it was one of the best games of his collegiate career, but he wasn't watching it to hype himself up as a shooter or anything. He was watching last year's game back to fine-tooth comb through all the things that he could have done better. The opportunities that he didn't see, an extra pass he could have made here and there, a play that he thought would be good but got outplayed by somebody else. So Meechie Johnson, who's only gotten better from that upset win on the road at Rupp a year ago, making sure that he's using that performance again as motivation to try to continue it here at home tonight.
Well, Meechie Johnson's having a career year for Lamont Paris in South Carolina, but the story in college basketball, Paul, without a doubt, is Big Z finally eligible, one game in and already rising steadily on the draft boards. He went from off the board to a first rounder. Back to you.
Right ahead, the game, we can't wait. Thank you very much. Tom, let's check in with I-Man next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul Feinbaum. I tell you, that little clip on the kid in Kentucky, I watched him play Saturday. He's a ball player.
Yes, sir.
He's gonna make a hell of an impact. But there again, the big story in the SEC is the Auburn Tigers, and let's not overlook that. But that will be tomorrow night. You know, Paul, I saw you had your little question up there about the wrestling names, and I really wasn't going to get involved in that. But since 06 shot Percy called in, you know, I figured I might ought to respond and give him a name. 06 shot Percy. Professor Dumbass didn't really tweak it. But 6-shot Percy. You know, I heard J.K., somebody talking about Mike Shula. Let's talk about Mike Shula and Terry Bowden for a second. When Auburn hired Terry Bowden, they pretty much were putting a good face on a bad situation. They had no clue Terry Bowden was going to go 12-0 and 11-1. Because they just put a good face on the situation with the NCAA. Let's get through with this. Let's get through this. We'll figure it out as we go. And Terry was completely successful. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay. Then Alabama was, if I'm not mistaken, was looking at the NCAA was pretty hard on Alabama, and they couldn't find anybody to take the job, so they pretty much made Mike Shula take the job. And he brought in his daddy, you know, and he's a likable guy, and everybody loved Mike Shula. And then all of a sudden, the steakhouse closes, and they just trash Mike Shula. But he was pretty much brought in to put a good face on a bad situation. Same thing as Bowden, correct?
Correct.
Because nobody else take that job. And then, of course, they trash the Shulas to the point where they never come back to Tuscaloosa. Now we're moving on to the little fella that just left. The little fella that just left, he came into shambles. Then he picked them up. He dusted their britches off. And he stayed longer than the 3 years that everybody thought he would, so they got 17 years of memories. But then the guy decides one day, he says, I ain't going back to that rat hole. And when he left, he took everything that he built. He repossessed everything that he built. And when 06 shot called in, he named off about 7 players. But when you have offense, defense, and special teams, you're probably talking about 27, 28 players, because some of those players are on defense and offense. So about 28, but he only named about 7, 8 maybe. Let's just give him 8. Not to play football. And then all the recruits that they lost, let's don't even we don't even have to go to the portal because they lost a bunch there already, and then all the recruiting they lost. So Nick Saban pretty much repossessed everything that he built there, and he blew that damn house down when he walked away, not talking to the fans, not explaining anything. He just got fed up with the fans. He got fed up with that football team that he had, he just said to hell with it. That's a fair statement if there was one, because right now they are in shambles. They are in disarray. We hear it in every caller that calls in. They're praising him for leaving and the memories. Oh, the God loved it, memories. I mean, oh, give them flowers. Give them flowers as a, what's his name on the, give them flowers. But he pretty much repossessed everything. And all the sports writers across the country are talking about it. And it's not positive. It's all negative. And so you see where I'm going. This place is a rat hole. It's a deserted building. It's going to be on one of these cable channels about abandoned places because that's what it is right now. And they're waiting on this guy to bring a few players from Washington who have no clue what real competition is, no clue what. So, okay, so they beat Texas. That was one game. They have to do that 12 times a year now. Them guys will be going back to the West Coast. They won't be hanging out here. And so there's more people. This place is gone to hell, Paul. I mean, hell froze over last week. It was cold in Alabama. I mean, it was really cold in Alabama. And the economy sucked. And I mean, everything's just falling apart. But, you know, it's as Stevie Wonder would say, isn't it lovely? War damn Eagle, Paul Feinbaum. Have a good afternoon.
AJ.
Wow, what a good. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You're on.
You can go ahead. Hey, what a great call by I Man. What a parallel call with what I've got in store. At this point, Paul, you know, you've been leading that elephant to the slaughter for a couple of weeks now, and I mean, at some point, you're gonna have to cut the rope and tell them the truth, Paul. I mean, you legend sits over talking all that jack, but I mean, you're gonna lose your top edge rushers, your top cornerbacks, top offensive linemen, and a couple other guys to the NFL, which was going to happen anyway. And then Saban's going to get on there and abruptly retire. No press conference. Just walked off and left their ass. I mean, just left town. And everybody's hollering about, oh, not to mention all the ones in the portal, you know, that they're losing their top safety and many others. And then you got what's left in the portal in the spring, Paul?
Tyler Buchner from last year. He's now playing.
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of guys. Well, you got a bunch of guys that are not going. I mean, it's a bunch of guys that can't win their start position at the current school that they're at. And so you're going to get to pull from sludge buckets. And I mean, so. You know, my best advice for them is one thing. The writing is on the wall. And before you dig that hole over there and cry at Denny Stadium and start dumping all them statues and trophies in it and bury it, you better call 811 or damn Eagle.
Steve is up next in Little Rock. Hey, Steve, good afternoon to you.
Oh, my gosh, I've made it, Paul. I've made it. I get to follow legend. I-Man, and AJ. Here's the thing, Paul. I've listened to you since you were at Jocks and when I was growing up and graduated from Tuscaloosa Central. Here's the thing, Paul. I'm going to tell you right now. If you were to Google what does JK mean in texting, it's a joke. That's exactly what JK is. Also, I-Man needs to, I believe last night, if y'all could go back to quote-unquote roll the tape because I'm that old, what you would easily see is I-Man said at 5:37 p.m. yesterday he doesn't understand why Alabama fans and all these other people talk about Auburn and all these other things. You know what? I think all I hear is I-Man ever say is talking about Alabama and what he considers little man Nick Saban. So, in other words, you know what, I-Man? You're now considered you boy. And AJ, he's just a joke with a clip-on tie and a Twitter picture. I'm out. Have a good one. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steve. We're heading to a break. We still have a couple of minutes, don't we? Or are we just going to end right here because of the murderer's row of callers? We're back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
As we look at the Z-Man, everybody's talking about him. Can't wait to watch him tonight. what an impact he has had on the Kentucky basketball program. I think I agree with Hart. They may be Final Four, maybe better. Coming up in a few minutes. How about Paul next in Tennessee? Hey, Paul.
Yeah, Paul, I'm glad you're doing good today. I hope I can get in a good question and a comment. The comment is I agree with Tracy about I'm only going to comment on one person, though, being biased against Tennessee, and that was Gary Danielson. I'm glad that I won't have to listen to him anymore because I understand he won't be doing any more of the games. Is that correct?
He has done his last SEC game, and, I mean, there was a time when I thought Gary really was a superior broadcaster, but, man, I don't know what happened.
Okay, my question is, do you think Joe Milton will actually get drafted into the pros? The quarterback for Tennessee.
Yeah, I haven't seen. Is he on any mock list? I haven't seen it. I think Joe's capable.
Well, the only thing that really disappointed me about Joe was everybody always the whole year long talked about he could throw the ball for 80, 90 yards.
Yeah,
but
right.
That really didn't help him win the games. I mean,
no, there. I think it was the Alabama game, and I can't remember the play, but I mean, he had a guy wide open, and he like hit a bounce pass to him, and I don't want to blame Joe because I mean he had some. I think the first half of that game he was really quite good, but he just had some bad moments. I like Joe very much. He was really an inspiring young man, but he just either didn't have the compliments around him, or he did not have. What it really takes to be necessary. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Really do appreciate it. Let's check in with George, who is in Florida. Hello, George.
Hey, Paul, how are you? Can you hear
really
me?
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, thank you for taking the call. Hey, I just want to kind of speak the obvious. You know, as fans, we get no credit for anything that happens on the field. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So, we get no credit for that. That's all the players and the coaches. I'm a Michigan fan, transplanted from Florida. You know, I'll tell you what, I watched Saban for a long time. I never thought anybody could ever say there was a greater coach than the Bear. Saban is it. He's the best ever. I can understand why Bama fans are upset that he's leaving. That man's the greatest ever.
Well, you know something, George? When Bryant retired, fans were sad. And the reason they were sad, he died 3 weeks later. So you really never had a chance to understand the impact. But he was also – this is – what I'm about to say is crazy. But Bryant, at the end of his career, just looked very old and somewhat out of touch. I mean, even though he was still the head coach. Saban, who is 3 years older, didn't look like any of those things, and there is just a terrible grieving period. Hey, thank you for the call. G, what's going on with you, G?
Hey, Paul, thanks for getting me in, brother. Being a Georgia fan that I am, I'm just sad to hear Legend settling on being the SEC champions, because he know Bama played for the Natties. They weren't selling for the SEC SEC champion. They were selling to be Natties. You know what I'm saying? And to hear him say that now, and that made me say, hey man, he sound like he's selling now. And I want to say this too, Paul. What do you thought on in September, if Downs would have came in Bryant Dennis Stadium and with a G on his head, and what kind of treatment you think he would have got?
Gee, the same as anybody else wearing the red and black.
I mean, they would have dished it out to him, man. They would have dished it out to him. And Paul, I've been doing good. I just want to let you know I'm checking in.
Gee, I say this all the time, but I think of you, and I know what you're going through, and I just wish sometimes there was more we could do here over the phone. But you are an inspiration to all of us.
Oh, hey, Paul, y'all do good by just letting me come on here every night. I listen to the show at dialysis, and it makes me feel better. You guys are like love to me. I mean, when those needles go through my arm and be cleansing my blood out, I just think about the SEC because that's my favorite conference, and I'm kind of sort of happy that Downs went to the Big Ten because I didn't want to see him on.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.